Oh, this is WAMEL. Yeah.
TWL last station, you were over modulating.
CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I'm calling in LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net Into Session. I'm located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JFI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY VHF FM analog, and now All Star connected. And it's also connected to the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club DMR Talk Group 31146, located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JFI VHF FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road 500 West and 250 North, across from the Summit Farm on a 300-foot tower. And then we have the 441.950W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM Wires X connected, also located on the tower Schultz Road and Highway 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset, with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JFI repeater, 146610, negative offset, PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. It appears I have a loose wire that I got to be careful of. If you are interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, you can sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there's also live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radio active is the point of ham having the net, as well as testing your equipment. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help you set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or how you've been doing, or even just the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking if anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and chop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
K9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging K9PGC, John, Club Vice President, and KC9DJP, Rich, President. K9PGC, John, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Yeah, I do have a few words of wisdom, and as of always, always appreciate hearing you doing the net and so forth. I'll say the nice words right off front. Anyway, this Saturday at the Lighthouse Museum, this Saturday at 8 o'clock, Michigan City Lighthouse Museum, we are going to set up a special event station. Hopefully we'll run 24 hours or a little bit longer than that. Right now, there is interested people, so hey, we'll be working during the day. Anything after 10 p.m., I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we're going to be setting up on the lawn. And that, for those that don't know how to find it, it's basically right there before you get to Washington Park as you're driving north. You go over the bridge, and you won't be able to do a hard left. It would be right on your left, north side of the bridge. There's a way of getting around there without going through the beach to Washington Park. Because two things. One, if you go through there and you're not a Michigan City resident, you're going to get dinged. They're going to make you pay to get through, and then you'll find out that on your way out, that's where you'll find us. But hopefully we'll have somebody listening and to give better directions and so forth. We'll do it on this repeater, 97. And if anything screws up, well, we always have 6-1 to fall back on. But basically, that's that's the whole idea there. We're going to have two stations set up, two antennas that should be like 70 feet off the ground, you know, launched into the trees. So we'll have my station, which everyone's free to use, and then whoever wants to show up and hook onto the second antenna, they're welcome to that. Otherwise, we do have some other equipment that's going to be coming out. But if you want to bring a radio out to try it out, you got an antenna tuner, guaranteed, everything should work. Hook up the antenna and run. You know, some people don't have, may not have the advantage of having a wire going straight up vertically 70 feet. And that's what we're trying to do with these NFEDs. It'd be like a candy cane configuration. So anyway, I babbled a little bit, and any questions, I should be around to answer them tonight. Do have useful information. Yeah, it might be useful. Anyway, useless information for tonight. And with that, back to you, Kurt, A9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. We look forward to the useless information. And thank you for the update on the Lighthouse. Last week I announced it as well, but I said I wasn't quite 100% sure that you were doing it because I didn't know if you'd be working or not. So told them we'd know by today for sure. So thank you for that, and we'll announce it again a little bit later in the night as well. And we will get back with you at useless information time. Next we have KC9DJP. Rich, club president, do you have anything for the net?
Thank you, sir, for facilitating the net as usual, and good afternoon to everybody that will be checking in. I just wanted to pass on my thank you to EMS Director Bob Houston, who was our guest speaker at the August meeting. She provided some very good information about what the goings on are at the 911 center. Gave us some tips on how we could actually monitor some of the 911 activities using an app called Pulse Point, which Pulse Point actually serves a purpose for those that are CPR certified. It alerts you if there is a CPR related event nearby. Also, lets you know where the nearest AED is, so that there's a possibility that you could provide some life-saving services to an individual just by having that app. And that app also displays the medical and fire dispatches that are currently going on. So it's a very valuable little tool there. So she passed that on, and. Next month, we'll have our speaker from the National Weather Service, so that'll be another good meeting. But I'd like to thank the 26 individuals that attended, and we appreciate your support. So thank you very much, Kurt. Good job as always, and that's all I have, KC9DJP.
Technical difficulties. There, now I think I'm back. Thank you, Rich, for that. And yes, I was going to also thank Barb in the preamble here. That was a very good presentation, and we appreciate her taking time out of her busy schedule to do that. So, and look forward to next month. All right, Rich, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And, of course, if you have anything else to add, feel free to jump in anytime. All right. Any other current club officers, please call now. I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
This is Kilo 9 Romeo India Foxtrot, K9RM, Bays Mobile, Michigan City.
Okay, looks like you're it. K9RIF, Dave, do you have anything for the net?
Nothing to speak of. Just thanks for doing that and good evening, everybody.
Okay, very good. And thank you for checking in. Mobile Safeway out there. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other mobile or short time stations, please call now. Looks like I'm going to have to work on some wires here. I'm having some happenings here on my end. Hopefully it's not affecting my transmission at all. But I do know sometimes when I talk, I hear nothing in my ears. So that means it's not working. All right. That's mobile and short time stations are complete for now. So now we'll go to the handout live list as I have it. And first on the list, and yes, Thomas, it's probably the first time you've been first. Or at least first time in a while. KE9AOK, Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone, and greetings, Kurt. Yeah, I was surprised I made it first today. But nice to be around to check in. I've been working a lot lately and haven't been very radioactive lately. But I made it today, and nothing else than that, just great weather today, and everyone be safe out there, and I'll be listening, 73.
Okay, Thomas, very good. Yeah, I understand being busy and not very radioactive. I'm hoping that's going to change here soon because after this weekend, I believe it's time to bring the Mustang home. I did post some pictures on Facebook. I did not post them to the club Facebook page, so I should probably do that. But, yeah, so hopefully I'm going to get more radioactive, and sounds like, Thomas, this time of year for you is less radioactive because you're a little busy. But I'm sure you'll find time, and if not, that's okay too. Life gets in the way, and that's okay. Thomas, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, Hayden, Michigan City. A couple things for the net tonight. Talking on a new radio antenna tonight. Come in with only 1 watt, so I hope I'm making it in there okay. Had some reports earlier running on half a watt, and that sounded okay from what people were telling me. So turned up to 1 watt just to make sure, so there's that. But I picked up a new Yaesu FTX1, and it's I've only had about an hour and a half with it. But so far it seems like a really neat radio, and I'm really enjoying it, hopefully. And excited to take it out to the lighthouse on Saturday and see everyone there and do some operating at the lighthouse. Other than that, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. So thanks to you for taking the net tonight, Kurt. And back to you, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden. Yeah, we're not going to let you go that quick. you pulled the trigger faster than I could, that's for sure. I'm interested in that radio and making it my all-band, all-mode mobile. That's my plan, the Optima version. So did you get the Optima version or the other Field, I think, version? And you're talking 1 watt on it right now. Sounds great. The audio sounds really good. I assume you're on an outside antenna, too? So, two questions. Outside antenna, Optima, or Field?
Well, I'll start with the outside antenna question. No, I am not. With this being not an HT and you not touching the radio, you need to have some sort of counterpoise on it. So yesterday I put together a 2-meter dipole, just a real simple wire 2-meter dipole, and it's currently hanging on the curtain rod behind me in my living room. And the performance is incredible. I was able to get into the repeater, the W8MAI, I think is the call sign, up in Bridgman, Michigan, with an antenna indoors in my living room on this radio. So it's crazy, the performance of it. And I picked up the Field version, the don't have the amplifier, for several reasons. The cost being probably the the predominant one. And I know that it's a $400 upgrade if you buy it with a radio, and I think it's a $650 if you don't buy the radio. So you save $200, $250, something like that, buying it at the same time. But I had a couple months ago, in preparation for my QMX getting here, picked up a QRP amp that's a 5N 50 out micro PA 50 plus amplifier. So I already have that, and as far as the VHF, UHF stuff, I already have separate VHF and UHF amps, so it was kind of a redundant amplifier situation, and between that and the cost, I decided to do the Field instead of the Optima.
Okay, very good. Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. And, you know, I saw a picture, I thought it was Travis, but maybe it was on his Facebook page. Was that your antenna? I saw a picture of a dipole, yellow wire, I think it was, with a counterpoise on it or something.
Yep, that was me. I posted it in Travis's Facebook group there, and it's just, I started out with 97 centimeters of wire, cut it in half, and on the radiating element, I had to trim back about 3 or 4 centimeters. But the SWRs, I want to say 1.12 when I ran the analyzer on it, and here on the actual radio, it's just showing completely flat. So it tunes up very well, and the performance seems to be really good. Going back to what you were saying about running it as a mobile, I don't know if you saw, but Yaesu now has factory OEM extension cables. I think they have a 5-foot and a 10-foot, if I'm not mistaken. And they're mid-100s, like 150, something like that, for the 10-footer, I believe.
Oh, wow. They really like that cable. I knew they wouldn't pass up on, and I did hear whispers. I wasn't sure. I haven't looked into it to confirm, but I did hear whispers, and now you have confirmed it. I had a feeling they wouldn't pass up that opportunity. It's almost like they, did on purpose. Get the interest out there. You know, because they already made the radio capable of working with a ATOS 120. So, right there, that opened the door. So, yeah, I think you got the interest out there. And then they released the wire. Like, all right, we got them on the hook. Here's the snap. All right, Hayden, well, that sounds really good. It's working very well for you. And I have the ICOM 705 that sits next to my chair. And I did connect it to the N9TAX Slim Jim, and works much, much better than an antenna attached to the radio, and you're correct. If you're not holding onto the radio, you need a counterpoise. So I did have a counterpoise with a connected antenna, and it worked for a while, but not great. I put that Slim Jim on there, and it works really good, but I'm very interested in your design, because then I could hide it a little bit better. That Slim Jim sticks out like a sore thumb, so, but it does make a big, big difference. I think you're going to enjoy that radio. I'm a little jealous, I ain't going to lie, but congratulations on the new purchase, and so far, so good, and if I get some time to make it out there this weekend, which I don't know if it's going to happen now, but if I do, I'll be looking forward to checking that out, so. All right, Hayden, I'm going to hand it off to you real quick in case you got anything else to add, and then we'll move on.
No, I think that about wraps it up. I do want to say one thing. The only things I've been disappointed in so far, it's the APR capabilities, it's 100%. There's a digital keyboard that comes up so you can send messages and everything. So the APRS seems very good, but it does not have an internal GPS. Which is ridiculous, you know, if it has all that APRS capability. But I have found a plug-in dongle. It's a little, about 3 or 4 inch cable that comes with a little pump that you could have Velcro to the top of the radio, which is what I plan on doing. Yaesu does make one, but it's a hard dongle that sticks out of the side of the radio, and I was fully convinced that I would probably snap that off, so I was happy to find something that had a little cable on it, and that is half the price of the Yaesu one. It's only like $30. But other than that, that's all I have for now, and back to Matt, KD9HAY.
Okay, and yeah, congratulations again. And yeah, I'm not liking the direction these radio companies are taking, but it's business, so where they sell you everything for a high price, you know, and they put all these features in it, APRS, and able to use an ATOS antenna, which is a mobile, usually used as a mobile antenna. And then you got to buy the extra pieces to make those work. And they start doing that with the mobile radios. They sell you the radio, but no mount. You got to buy the mount separate or something, you know. Yeah, it's a little weird how they're doing it now. I'm not a big fan of it, but it is what it is. I'm glad they found a cheaper way to do it. And I agree, if it's sticking off the radio, yeah, that's, for a portable radio, that's probably a no-go. But, all right, Aiden, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and enjoy that radio. Look forward to hearing you on it more. And maybe we'll make a contact sometime on HF. All right, next on the list, KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
It's KD9PYT, Rob in Walkerton. Nothing in particular for the net. I wanted to thank Rich again for having that guest speaker at the meeting. That was really interesting. I feel sorry for him having so few people working that they're working extra hours there. I did post an image, satellite image of the area around the lighthouse there. I'm not familiar with that area, so looks to me like you got to go across the bridge, bear to the right, and then bear to the left, and that gets you back to the lighthouse. And I was just wondering if there's a better time, like afternoon or whatever, to make it. I don't have a lot of time to spend there, but might want to certainly get over there. Back to you, Net Control.
Oh, yeah, we'll refer to John, but I'm sure any time throughout the day or night, weather permitting, somebody will be there. K9PGC, would you like to comment?
All righty, it's K9PGC. Well, good time, that's always hard to figure. because we're at such a mercy of the bands. But if we have enough interest around dinner time, we'll order pizza. You know, so you can always keep that in mind. You know, late afternoon. Like I said, I can't really say because I'm setting up at 8 o'clock. And we're usually on the air shortly after that, so like 9 o'clock. I don't know how the rest of the people are coming in. And, you know, when in doubt, I guess pick up noontime. You know, there's, like I said, it's really hard to say how people come and go and then how the bands work. And, but if you're looking, you know, if you're looking for something specific, I'd say come by in the evening. And, it, you know, everything should work out fine, you know, the more I'm thinking about it. And we'll get you on the air one way or another. If you want to hang out and socialize, that's fine. But, you know, knowing that, you know, no one's set on a schedule to say, hey, John, I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock or whatever, you know. How everyone rolls in, it's, like I said, it's really hard to guess. And I babbled a little bit, and I apologize for that. But when in doubt, hey, come by the dinner bell. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John. And you're going to be there potentially all night, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. So there you go, Rob. Weather permitting, he might even be sleeping there. So that leaves a very large window for you to show up when you are, when you have time. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, for sure. I just wanted to get a feel for it, and I'm thinking right now, I seem like they're talking about it getting hot again. So late afternoon, early evening might be a good time to show up over there, at least from the weather perspective, assuming no storms, of course. But yeah, that answered my question. Back to you, Net Control. 89 PYT.
Okay, Rob, very good. And yeah, another good sounding station there. And we thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Let's see, next on the list we have KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net? Uh-oh, Steve might have got tired of waiting around. He checked in on Ham.Live, but might have turned the radio off. I do know he gets up very, very early, so we'll give him another call here, and then we'll try again later, too. KD9PBR, Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, everyone. Sorry, I was in the bathroom. But anyway, we won't go into the details. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope everyone's doing well. Aiden, that sounds like a nice radio setup there. I've got the 891 with an ATOS antenna, and I really like it in my car. So, anyways, sounds like that's a really nice setup too.
Okay, Steve. I got a little chuckle out of that one. Thanks for not going into detail. That's great. Always happens, doesn't it? You're waiting and waiting and waiting, then you can't wait, and then you get called on. That's great. Yeah, that 891 and ATOS is a great combination. I know I've never used it, but I'm sure it's a great combination. I wanted to get that. That was my original plan. But then when it came out with that FT1, it also has VHF, UHF, and C4 FM. So it has literally everything that I would need for a mobile installation. But boy, oh boy, I got to sell a lot of radios to get all that because I don't have the antenna. And, of course, I don't have the radio. So you're looking at, what, $2,500 total for everything? Well, then the $100 cable, somewhere in that range. Oh, boy. I'm going to sell almost everything I got just to get one radio and antenna, but, hey, it might be worth it. By the time I'm ready, maybe to go down in price. All right, Steve. Sorry, I babbled that time. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
I bought the 891 as my first radio. It was sitting around, and so I finally put it in my car. So that worked out. And I got the ATOS antenna off of eBay from a seller in Japan. And it all worked out pretty good, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I bet you are. And the price is right on that 891, too. So you never know. Maybe I'll just go that route. Who knows? The bad part is get myself to come off those funds when I have an ICOM 7000 that also does VHF, UHF. And I have the antenna. I have the mounts. I have everything I need to put it in my truck now. And it won't cost me a dime. That still may happen. All right, Steve. Hayden typed in the ham.live, is bathroom mobile BM? That's great. Oh, Steve, you opened something, I think, this evening. Hopefully N9OK is not listening. All right, Steve, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt and everybody. Thanks for running the net. Hope everybody's doing okay. Not much for the net. So, I do want to say one thing, though, that I probably won't be at much meetings from now on. Bowling season starts next in 2 weeks. So I'd bowl on Monday nights. And so won't be around for a little bit. This is a 4-1. I might come in and stop by for a little bit, but just give you guys a heads up. Not much yet. Plan to come out for a little bit for Saturday for the lighthouse, and I'll give it back to you, Kurt. This is KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh, very good. Thanks for letting us know, but you're going to have to go to the bowling alley and all the league, you know, the entire league, and say, hey, we need to change it. Can't be Yeah, Mondays. Gotta make the club meeting. Sorry. No, just kidding. Life gets in the way, man. We totally understand. We'll be there when bowling season's done, so no biggie deal. We'll catch you in between with the other stuff we do if we're doing anything, so catch you on the radio for sure. All right, Josh. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. That completes the ham.live list as I have it. I will now take check-ins. This is AC9HO Net Control. Check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
Uniform Golf Bravo.
This is N9OK Mike Laporte.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian Southend.
Kilo, Charlie Zero, Foxtrot, November Echo, Mike Mishawaka.
Okay, that seems like a pretty good place to stop. Acknowledging K8EGB, N9RKY, N9OKA, N9YOU, and KC0FNE. K8EGB, Tony, do you have anything for the Met?
Well, I'm just here. Fortunately, Mike reminded me what day this is, and it's a good thing he did, but anyway, I'll be riding along here for the duration and see who else checks in. Thanks for doing this service. New Buffalo, K8UGB.
No problem, Tony. We enjoy it. Currently, it's the only radio activity I'm guaranteed every week. So I will say this, though, and you might find this interesting. I was at work today, and I turned on my Flex radio on my iPhone, right? And it turns out they added a feature to the app, Slow Scan TV. All I have to do is click the button that's part of the Flex Radio app, put it on the frequency, and wait for a signal. And I actually downloaded two pictures onto my phone while I was at work receiving it with my ham radio here at home. That was pretty cool. No other equipment required. So, yeah. I might be doing that a little more often. I need to learn how to, you can send it too. I need to learn how to send it and just get into slow scan TV there. All right, Tony. Well, thank you for checking in and have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and sounding good into the repeater as usual. Next on the list, we have N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, everybody on the net. Kurt. Sounding good tonight. Apologies from N9VLT and myself for missing the meeting. We both forgot. But neither here nor there. Anyway, I also like to mention, you said about slow scan there. Yeah, and I got something else to mention. Check with the space station. They have slow scan TV coming down from there. Maybe you find something out there. Also, I've seen some bulletin from the ARRL on the HARP, H-A-A-R-P, is currently conducting research, a campaign through August 15th, and amateur radio operators are invited to participate. The campaign is being conducted to support research from the Polar Aeronautics and Radio Science Summer School. Operating frequencies are 2.8 megahertz, and 10 megahertz. And if you need more information, you can check the ARL.org website, and they have links where you can go for that. But that's something I thought I'd mention there. Yeah, Kurt, check out the space station. They got some things sometimes. They throw stuff down on slow scan TV. I don't know. I don't have it. Always wanted to do that, though. So that's all I have. I'll take it, send it back to Net Control from N9RKY.
Okay, sounds very good. Well, believe it or not, Code Scan is getting easier and easier. You can literally download an app to your phone and then hold your phone up to the speaker, and it can download that picture or have it close to the speaker so it can hear it. No wires, no anything. It may not be 100% accurate, but it's almost not 100% accurate unless you've got a good, strong signal coming in. But I don't think you can send, but you can definitely receive slow scan TV just using your phone. I've done that before. But yeah, I will definitely check that out, the space station. That's cool. I assume I would just Google that, correct? You don't have any idea what frequency?
No, I'm not prepared for that. I know I've posted sometime on my, pretty sure I posted it on one of my pages. But anyway, yeah, it's just easy enough to find out. I don't have any of that information in front of me right now. I just heard you talking about it, like, hey, I just happened to remember they had post scan. So, okay, that's all I have. I'll return it back to the net, and I might be away from the radio for a little bit, but I'll be popping in and out. So, but that will say, take care. Of it. This is NNRKY.
Okay, Todd. Very good. I think somebody might have been jumping in there. If somebody else was out there, please come back.
KD9WXK, short time.
Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November. I got a split. I got a quick announcement.
Yep, gentlemen, you busted me. I did forget a short time. My apologies. Let's go with AC9XN real quick with his quick one there. Go ahead, George.
Okay there, Kurt. Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie 9, or X-ray November. Just a reminder, the Amateur Radio Association of Newton County is having their Ham Fest this Saturday, August 23rd. At the Christ Presbyterian Church in Winfield, Indiana. That is approximately 5 miles east of the I-65 exit 249 is 109th Avenue. The church is on 109th Avenue. The fee is $5. It goes from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I'd like to get information on the Lighthouse event, but I cannot stay. I've got to check out, and I can't stay on the net. So this is Alpha Charlie Niner X-ray November 7-3. I have to be clear. Back to you.
Comment? Sorry about that, George. Yep, I'll remember next week for sure. But yeah, Lighthouse this weekend. Just get on this repeater, and they can answer your questions on Saturday. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, you mentioned that the AmFest was on the 23rd. That's next week. Saturday the 23rd, correct. Roger, roger. So it's not this Saturday, which means I might be able to go. Thank you very much, KAUGB. Tony, I'm sorry. Did I say this Saturday? No, it's the 23rd. That is correct. I'm sorry. I apologize if I said this Saturday. Hope to see you there, buddy.
Okay, perfect. But yep, Michigan City Lighthouse, if you're available, George, and get on this repeater. John will be listening, or somebody will be listening to help you out, help you get there.
Okay, sounds good. I'll try to show up out there.
All right, George, thank you. And sorry I missed the short times. another short time, KD9WXK. Hopefully, Ryan, we didn't go too long for you there. Go ahead, sir, if you got anything for the net.
Yeah, this is KD9WXK. I'm out camping at Kitty Creek right now, so I'm talking on my IndyCone at 7 watts handheld. So I don't know how good I'm coming in right now, because usually I'm at my shack calling in on 50 watts. So I'm probably a little bit fuzzy, but I really appreciated the meeting, and, you know, that was fantastic listening to Barb talking about the call center. 911 call center. Really appreciate all that. I will say that we will this Saturday be out at Katy Creek again for POTA. We did move slightly. We're still at the same shelter. Please mask them if you show up. and you go, oh, where are they? And you see that maybe we moved. We moved on purpose in order to try to make it a little more convenient for people who are using the shelter for a couple of reasons. So if you do show up, we might ask you to move over to the side that we're on. We just switched sides of parking lot where we're at. But it's the same shelter. I think that's all I have. Back to net control, KD9WSK.
Okay, right. Very good. Oop, my foot slipped, sorry. No, you're coming in just fine on that 7-watt HT from Potato Creek. That's actually doing very well. Had a little bit of, you know, white noise in the background, but your audio was way louder than that, so no issues whatsoever. Not one dropout. Sounded very, very good. It's working well for you. And thank you for the update on the Potato Creek this Saturday. Giving everybody an update on that. I will be announcing it again later in the net. And again, my apologies for missing the short time station. So if the other gentlemen that are on my list don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and call for short time stations. Ryan, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Enjoy your camping. Any other short time stations, please call now. Okay, very good. I'll continue with the list that I had. N9OKA, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Roger. Yeah, first of all, thanks for the net. 7-3s to everyone out there. I couldn't help but catch my call sign out there earlier pertaining to a 10-100 or something like that. What was it all about?
I don't know if I've ever heard of a BM called a 10-100, but I think I caught the reference.
I do have a coffee cup that's shaped, it says coffee makes me poop. I can send you a picture of her on your slow scan TV if you'd like.
No.
My. Well, I got a chuckle out of that one. Maybe a little tear. That was a good one. All right, Mike. Do you have anything for the net? Like, for the net?
Yeah, I do. Two comments. Number one, at the White House get-together, I'm wondering if they'll have any electricity. Man, they're calling for 90-degree temperatures. I got a small electric rotating fan I'd like to bring with me if there's electricity.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to refer to John again if he's out there, K9PGC. John, do you have an answer to that question?
Well, we should be able to do something. We got one outlet that we're going to be plugging into. So 115-amp circuit. So I know you, Mike. You call it a fan, but it's actually a portable air conditioner, so we may not be able to run the load on that, but... Yeah, we should be able to have some kind of plug-in for you. We got at least a shelter to put some of the equipment under. And depending on how many shelters the other people bring, you know, we should pretty much have everything in the shade. And so that should be able to help you out. But, you know, you're always free to jump in the lake. It's close by.
Well, not being a resident of Michigan City, that probably cost me some money, unless I hooked it over there. But, boy, that would bring back memories, man. I grew up in over there on the west side, Mount Balmy in Lake Michigan. But at any rate, I just wondered if I could bring a small fan with me. It doesn't have a 5-speed stick shift with it. I do have one last thing for the net, and it relates to our meeting the other day about 911 and emergency communications. Again, I don't know if I'm beating a dead horse here or not, but I have memories back in the late 90s of times when I needed to use auto patch, and I don't think we have it anymore. I'm wondering if it takes a lot of resources to operate it, and I don't know why we don't have it, or is it a necessity or not, N9OKA.
Okay, Mike, I double blew you for a very short time, so I don't think we missed much, but and you might have beat me because you're close to the repeater. But anyway, auto patch. It's been talked about, but I got to look into it more because I'm not sure it will be free. You know, we don't have a phone line to the repeater because they're almost non-existent anymore, phone lines. And so we'd almost probably have to pay for something, but I'm not sure. And really, me personally, I don't see a use for it because if you need to get on the radio to make an emergency call, almost everybody that's on the radio has a cell phone. So I think you would be able to get that taken care of very easily if you needed to. But we have talked about it, and when I get a little more free time, I plan to look into it and see what it would take. I know we have the equipment, but then somebody brought to my attention, I never thought about it when I talked about it before, that there might be a charge associated with that. Back to you.
Yeah, forget that then. I just wondered, it's nostalgia to me. I used to use it years ago, but to be honest with you, I'd use it to call a wife if she needed bread and milk on the way home or whatever. I never used it for an emergency, but I just, I wondered about it when we were talking about 911 and emergency communications at our last meeting. I wondered if it was a necessity, if it was relevant or not. N9OKA.
Yeah, auto patch kind of died out with the cell phone, unfortunately. And since nobody really has a landline anymore, see before, I think at the hospital, I don't know if they had to pay for it because the hospital had a landline, and I don't think they charged anything for it. And for the Michigan City Club, I'm not sure where they got theirs from. They had to charge for it. John probably knows. But in any case, I'm not sure it would be free because I know we don't have a phone line there. And so I don't know if we'd have to pay for voice over IP to have that. And I don't see the club wanting to spend money every month on a phone line that might get used a couple times a year, you know. So, but not ruling it out. Not saying no, just not quite likely. All right, Mike, is that all you have?
Yeah, Roger that. Again, thanks for the net. 73s and OKA clear.
Okay, Mike, no problem. Thank you for the entertainment and the questions. But to kind of elaborate on Mike's comment there, if anybody has an emergency and you can't get to a cell phone or something, get on this radio. And if you can't get it on this frequency, just start hollering on any frequency. As a matter of fact, there's a little story. If Travis is on KC9TWX, he actually had that happen. He just happened to be listening to the Plymouth repeater, and a guy here in LaPorte, literally only a couple miles from my house, had fallen down, and he could just barely reach his HT, and he was so out of sorts that he couldn't figure out what frequency he was on, so he just started calling emergency. He was a ham radio operator, and luckily Travis heard him, called 911, and also drove over there and helped him out in a what could have been a very bad outcome. So it does work. So if you have an emergency, jump on the radio and start, you know, trying to get a hold of somebody. All right, Mike, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Well, thanks, Kurt. This is N9YOU. Oh, not too much tonight. Just, thanks for doing the net. And, had a good time at the meeting. Definitely learned quite a bit. Didn't know everything was over then, how big the center and everything was. So, yeah, it was definitely fun. But, had lots of fun and enjoyed it. And, now, just waiting for next month, too, for next month, too, so that'll be good. But, not much here, just plugging away at work, trying to stay cool over there, but, go figure. No AC, so, it's fun. But anyways, did get a little bit of rain yesterday, that was about it, and, like I said, not too much. Just work, come home, stay in the AC, then back to work the following day. So, I think that's all I've got for now. Thanks for doing the net, Kurt, and we'll talk to you later on. AC9HO and 9YOU. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Brian, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. You're sounding good this evening from over there. And what was it? Is it Osceola? Am I correct on that?
South Bend.
Ah, I thought I had it. South Bend. Over yonder. But, sounding good into the repeater. No issues whatsoever. And, that was definitely a good talk. And I learned, I did not realize we had so many calls. I believe they said a month, 150,000 calls a month. So that's a lot more than I thought for a small county. Hopefully I'm not wrong on that. But, all right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And stay cool out there the best you can. There might be a reprieve next week. A little bit from the temperature. Okay, maybe not. Never mind. Ignore that. But it's coming. All right, Brian. Have a good evening. Next on the list, KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE. I do. And thanks for running the net, Kurt. Appreciate it. The weather was fairly nice out here in Mishawaka today. I took all my pieces and parts for my 10-meter dipole out and set it up today. Found out it didn't tune as good as I thought it was going to. I've got four 4-foot radios on it, and the best I could get out of it was 2.5 to 1. So I'm going to have to extend the ground radios out to 8 foot, I guess. But other than that, it seems to work pretty good. I tore it all back down, and in a few weeks I'll get some more aluminum for it and extend the ground plane rods out, and hopefully that will work about a lot better.
Oh, yeah. You definitely got to have that ground plane underneath it. That will help a lot. Also help with a little bit of receive noise and whatnot. But, it's all about experimenting. Do what you got to do to get those SWRs where you need them. I missed it. You might have said it, but what band are you trying to tune it for? My apologies if I missed it.
Yeah, I'm tuning it for 10 meters. Trying to get it tuned for 28.400. Right kind of the middle of the band there for voice. And like I said, it was a little high, but I think once I get the ground rods extended out, I think it will work fine. I was kind of hoping that the four footers for the ground radios would work, but it didn't. So, just going to have to extend them out.
Okay, very good. Yeah, but hopefully that'll work for you and get that thing on the air. And I haven't been on anything. What am I saying? This is all I've been talking on, just the Mets every Wednesday. I did do some slow scan. Okay, I did some radio, but anyway. All right, Michael, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And keep us updated on that antenna and amplifier project you have going there. So, and I meant to say this earlier when we were talking about the space station. Hayden put 145.800 for the space station, so I might have to check that out, figure out when they're going over and tune my radio to that, see if I can get some space station pictures, slow scan TV. But anyway, any other check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KC0ADR.
Kilo India 9 Echo.
Okay, we have KC0ADR and KI9E. KC0ADR, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kilo Charlie 0 Alpha Delta Romeo, is that correct?
Kilo Tango 0 Alpha Delta Romeo.
Ah, there we go. My apologies. It sounded like a C on my end, but we got you in there now, Catherine. Do you go by Catherine or Katie, or what do you go by?
I go by Katie. I'm Ryan.
Yep. I recognize the name. I just wasn't sure how you wanted to be called. All right, Katie, do you have anything for the net tonight?
I went to my first meeting, even though I've been a member for a couple months now, and I really enjoyed it. And yeah, we're out here camping and plan on doing some photos at Santa Creek.
All right, very good. Yep, I saw you there the Monday night, so yeah, it was a good time. And quite a few people show up, so. And we appreciate you showing up, and you guys enjoy your camping out there. I haven't been camping in years. What am I saying? I haven't done anything, it seems like. But anyway. But everybody get out there this Saturday to Potato Creek if you're not going to the lighthouse, and have some POTA fun out there. Are you guys going to be activating while you're camping or just waiting until Saturday?
We'll be trying to do some POTA here in the next couple of days before Saturday, get some contacts in, but we'll definitely be activating on Saturday too. So, yeah, everybody's welcome.
All right, there you go. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good, I assume, on the same radio that Ryan was on, so sounding just as good as Ryan did. So, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And stay cool and camping out there. All right, any other check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? Oh, sorry. My apologies. Stop. KI9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Not too much this evening. I did check on the amateur radio emergency preparedness act, H.R. 1094, which was introduced in the Congress in February. And unfortunately, still no movement. No movement there. It's stuck at the House Energy and Commerce Committee. But I don't know if it's going to make it through this year or not, but I guess we'll keep an eye on it, and maybe it still has a chance. I don't know. KI90, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Jim, very good. Yeah, if you can keep us up to date on that, that would be wonderful if you hear any news or any movement of any kind on that. And I assume it's on the AWRL website if anybody wanted to check it out, correct?
That's correct. You can probably find it on the AWRL website, or if you just Google search Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act, which is number HR 1094, HR 1094. All the information will come up there.
Okay, there you go. If you're interested in checking that out and following it, you may be assisting it. I don't know if it's too late for that, but HR 1094, Amateur Radio Emergency Act, so yeah, check that out. All right, Jim, well, thank you for that information, and if you happen to be checking in and you have more information, feel free to share it. And have a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Sounding good into the repeater tonight. All right, one more call, and then we'll do the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now. Okie dokie, area nets. Area's District 1, serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Area's District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRF licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the VOPL 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset 141.3 PL tone. Next, we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. The net provides a weekly opportunity for club contact. There's no better way to hone your listening or operating skills than to take part in the MARC Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And don't forget, LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net every single month. The first Saturday of every month on this frequency beginning at 11 a.m. That's when the sirens go off. The sirens go off at 11 a.m. sharp. Well, sharpish. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing will be September 6th. Siren testing for LaPorte County, September 6th will be the next one. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And the Simplex Communication Relay Net every Friday starts at 7 p.m. Central on the GMRS VOPL 1 repeater. Frequency is 462.700 or channel 21 on GMRS radios, then moves to the N9IAA repeater, frequency is 146.685, around 8:15 Central Time. LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net, this net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church, 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 148 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be September 8th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. As we've been talking, we had Barb Houston from the 911 Center, the director of the 911 Center, at the last club meeting to talk about the 911 Center in LaPorte County and handling emergency traffic. It was a good presentation and very informative. We would like to thank Barb for taking the time out of her busy schedule to do this presentation for the club. Also look forward to
Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and communication. And if for some reason Rachel Cobb cannot make it, Rich has volunteered, KC9DJP club president, to do a talk about net etiquette and radio traffic handling. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page, Membership form, to fill out for our record, so we have your email, and if you want to give us your phone number, but at least an email, so we can, we're hoping to start sending out club emails here soon, so that's underway. Then under that, there's a Pay Online button. Click the Pay Online button, fill out the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work, and it is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Don't forget, August 16th and 17th, this weekend, Lighthouse Weekend. If you're not going to Potato Creek POTA, go to Lighthouse Weekend and make some contacts and have some fun. Maybe even some pizza if you're there at the right time. So set up starts at 8 a.m. If you need any directions or just want to find out if somebody's there, get on this repeater, 146970, and call for anybody at the Michigan City Lighthouse. And I would assume somebody will answer your call. If they don't right away, just keep trying. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month, conveniently before the siren testing, at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City. And another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And yep, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the police station lobby in Michigan City, turn in, fill out your application, then turn it in, attention to Captain Jesse, Michigan City EMA, accepting applications. If you are looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out with the other radio operators or people interested in radio, or just to hang out with people. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern. Goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern, of course, weather permitting. You could get chased out by a storm, I suppose. For more information on the day of or even the day before, get on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, to find out more details. And you're typically at the Quake and Aspen shelter. If anybody is familiar with Potato Creek, you probably know right where that's at. So again, every Saturday, weather permitting. And if you want to know if they're out there, just get on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330. All right. We've been waiting a couple weeks. It seems like it's been forever, John. John's useless information is here tonight. So, John, K9PGC, if you're ready, go ahead to AC9HO Net Control.
We're ready. It's more like Duracell. But anyway, this is K9PGC, and do have some information for you. Maybe I'll try to make up for lost time today. But anyway, as produced, advertised, and put out today, the Farmer's Almanac forecast an old-fashioned cold and wet winter for much of the United States this year. Millions of Americans from the Pacific Northwest to New England are expected to experience frigid temperatures with significant cold snaps predicted for mid-January and mid-February. Frequent and heavy snowstorms are also anticipated in regions including New England, the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, northern central U.S., and Pacific Northwest Mountains. And And let's see, what else do they also say on that beautiful subject? The Mid-Atlantic, Texas, South Plains, and Southeast are also set for wet conditions, with some areas experiencing cold snaps or freezing precipitation. And I mispronounced that on purpose. And winter effects, including snow and cold, expected to linger in March and April for New England, Great Lakes, and Northern Plains. Now that's the Farmer's Almanac. Too many times, it gives you a nice general prediction, and it seems like it's close if you ever looked at that over the years and so forth. But this is what they put out. Let's see how accurate it's going to be this year, you know. And everything's so subject to change. I mean, the way the temperatures are, we might be calling this Indian summer. Well, if we get into September and it's nice and hot, that'd probably be the exact word. But that's the term that I haven't heard anybody kick around for a long time. And I'm not too sure what the exact definition is anymore, because I can't remember exactly the last time I heard somebody referring this to that, say, hey, this is what's happening and so forth. But otherwise, I'd have to say, oh, I was kindergarten. That's probably the first time I heard it and knew something about it. But anyway, I thought out of my mailbag that was one of the more important things to kick around, that, you know, it's definitely worth something to think about. You know, if you really want to get into it and figure out how do they come up with these predictions and that, well, there's more thought process to that. You know, that Farmer's Almanac has been a very useful thing, and that was something that was, if it wasn't created, it had a lot of influence from Benjamin Franklin. So that's something that's been going on for a long time. And it's a lot better than reading the horoscopes, I do believe, you know. And of course, if you make is today, tomorrow, and even yesterday, chances of weather, period. Anyway, that's what I have for you. In rock and roll history, it'd take me a minute to remember what was on my head. Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin, as of yesterday, 1968, they were, and I better make sure I still have the repeater. Okay, here we're going. They officially formed themselves yesterday in 1968. So on this date, in 1969, they released their first album, which, of course, that was titled Led Zeppelin. And it was so good that a year later they do it again, and they call it Led Zeppelin 2. And I'm trying to think off of my mind, and I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm trying to think now I got it. And they're big hits. Let's see, Good Times, Bad Times, I think that's what it was. Now, I forget what's on that album. But anyway, Prove Me Right, Prove Me Wrong, that's something that was that shook some interest in there for those that like Led Zeppelin, or those that, hey, I think I remember that. I don't know. The radio stations I listen to, I haven't heard some decent Zeppelin for a while, and I don't know why that is. But when in doubt, I've got a couple of their albums, especially Led Zeppelin 4, all in 8-track, and that one still plays. So anyway, with that, back to you, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. We only timed it out once, and it's really just the note that timed out. It cuts off for a split second, and then you're right back. So it's almost like no timeout timer. We didn't miss a thing. Well, thank you for that. And, weather. We've been predicting that forever. And most times they're about 50% correct. So it's the one job in the world. You only have to be right 50% of the time. So. At least in some cases, let's hope that's the only job that's 50% correct. But all right, John, we look forward to that, at least I do, every week. And we understand life gets in the way, or jobs, they get in the way too. So thank you for that, and hopefully next week we'll hear from you again. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. We'll do weather at a glance after I let the repeater drop. This is AC9HO Net Control, and I'll be back in a second.
tonight. Mostly clear with a low around 62. It's almost open window weather if it wasn't so humid. North wind 5 to 10, becoming light in the evening. Thursday, sunny with a high near 82. Calm wind, becoming north around 5 miles per hour in the morning. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. North wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Friday, sunny with a high near 87. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 68. South wind, 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 91. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 89. And Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 69. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Let's see, Monday, to start your week. Sorry, lost my place. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 88. And that is the weather at a glance. All right, that wraps up the information, at least my part, my information part of the net. So if anybody else has any other information they'd like to share, now is the time. It's also time for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9OKA.
Take this time to start the swap and shop. I will now open the swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale or wanted? Loan, borrow, swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. Okay. Swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net, which sounds like might not be much longer. General check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all. Floor is open. Swap and shop is open. Please call now.
KD9AJY.
Go ahead, Aiden.
I have a couple of questions about Raider Mines than Mine. First one is, I don't think that it's true, but when I was researching for AdNet counterpoise for the VHF antenna and stuff like that, some of the stuff I was reading said that if you use a half-wave vertical, you didn't need to put a counterpoise on it, which didn't make sense since all that length is on the positive side of the antenna. But I just wanted to confirm that that is not the case. And secondly, I said that I had that micro PA 50 amp, and it uses RF stunts to decide what band to utilize and to key the transmit on it. And some of the things I read said that that was a no-no because the radio sees a bad SWR match in the amplifier before it keys up. And I was just curious if anybody had any information on that. That's the thing. If you need to use a hardwire on the PTT circuit to key the amp, or if you could use the RF sense.
Okay, I lost the foot pedal, and I was also pausing to see if anybody wanted to jump in there. I can't answer anything to the amplifier since I have exactly one amplifier, and it's out in the garage, and I'm talking on currently. So I have no experience with amplifiers, but the antenna, I would almost, see, I'm not good with antenna theory, but I would try it without the counterpoise if it's like in the way or something or you just don't like having it, see what your SWRs are and then see how the performance is. As for theory, I'm not exactly sure, I can't speak to that, but that's what I would do. I currently do not have a counterpoise on the Slim Jim, but I don't think it's half wave. I want to say it's quarter, but I don't know for sure. I'd have to look that up. Does anybody else have any answers or anything you can help Hayden out with either one of those questions about the antenna counterpoise and the amplifier? This is AC9HO Net Control.
Yeah, PGC.
Go ahead, John.
All righty, I'm a little
fuzzy, so I'm not even going to attempt the amplifier question at the moment. Antenna-wise, that's slim, Jim. As I look at it, you know, that is a half wave. And no matter what you do for a half wave, it's a straight piece of wire, you know. You do need a counterpoise. There's ways around it. And the reason why we say this is you're always going to have some kind of ground current that's going to come flowing back on the coax, wanting to go somewhere. That's why that common mode choke is put in place. For decades, nobody ever talked about that. The original Slim Jims, the Riven J antenna, whatever we want to call those, they never used it. They never used any type of common mode choke, no ferry core, nothing. And people were happy. But if we also go as far as talking about that nice 80 through 10 meter NFET that everyone talks about, has good luck and so forth, still there's some length of your coax is going to be the counterpoise. So that's what happens, how it gets choked off and stays out of your equipment so you don't notice if you have any RF. Okay. Now, for those that filled me in on a little bit of this, this goes back when I was in high school there, and I definitely played with the ferret cores at the VHF level, and there was conditions that, yeah, this is a cat's meow, other conditions, I'm not sure. So I gave you a little more expanded with the one on there, Hayden, and like with a lot of this stuff, stamping those ferret cores on to make a common mode choke, you may not notice anything different in the transmit, and then you may find, hey, guess what? The antenna's quieter. I'm picking up less noise. That's always another possibility in there. And but anyway, hopefully that answers some question. There's always some kind of ground component of current that's going to flow back on the coax. And that's probably the best answer on all that.
Okay, John, thank you for that. Hayden, do you have any other questions?
No, I think that'll be it. I think the best thing's going to do is just try it and see how it works. I was just kind of curious. But other than that, I'll send it back over to you, Kurt, KD9AJY.
Okay, Hayden, well, thank you for those questions. Does anybody have anything for the amplifier question on whether or not he should use I forgot what it was called. Can you refresh me, Hayden, on what that was called? Oh, just talk over, Bill.
It's RF sense or auto sense. Basically, you don't need to wire in the amplifier to the PTT circuit to key it up. It just senses that there's RF in there in the on the input side of the amplifier, and it does whatever it needs to do. But like I said, some of the information that I had seen said that that's not a good thing to use because that split second that the before it tunes and does its thing, that the radio's seeing a bad match.
Well, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's almost the same case as an ATOS. And it's longer than a split second in some cases. Like if you're tuning from 10 meter to 40 meter, that's going to take a while and get keyed up the whole time. So I don't know if that's apples to apples, but that's kind of my thought on that. Does anybody else have a thought on that? Yeah, more research is needed, that's for sure. Because now I'm curious, because like I said, if you're using an ATOS antenna, it takes a while for that screwdriver to go, not if you're just going, let's say, 17 meters to 20 meters, or vice versa. That's not very far. But it's still going to be longer than a split second. It's still going to take 5, 10 seconds probably at least. But going from, let's say, 10 meter to 40, that could take almost a minute. I mean, like 30 seconds, I'm guessing. I don't own one, so somebody can definitely correct me and I won't be upset.
but I have watched videos, YouTube videos, so I'm an expert. No, I slept at a Holiday Inn. But I do know it takes a while.
Well, in that situation, you're dealing with a Yaesu equipment, and I may be wrong, but I think that the radios know to hold back power and to expect what's about to happen. Where in my situation, I'm working with a third-party amplifier and a Yaesu radio, so I don't know. I'll do some more information seeking and see what I can find out, but thanks for all the information, guys.
Yeah, sure, no problem. That's what we like to do. Yeah, you're right. That is, but what I wonder, can you turn the power down to like a safe level, like by flex only? Well, I can set it to tune it in at any power, but it comes set at 10 watts, and that's where I left it. So can you turn it down to a lower power when you know you're changing bands? I wonder if that would help.
Well, the maximum input on the amp is 5 watts, so it's going to be QRP regardless.
Yeah, so this is my inexperience talking because I don't have a radio or any amplifier like that, but I would think if you put it like 1 watt, let's say, I think you'd be okay. I don't think it's going to hurt the radio. It's kind of like an HT. Most HT antennas are nowhere near 2 to 1 even. Some of them are 3 or even higher, and it won't hurt them because it's low power. Now, that FT1 is a different kind of radio than that. Might be a little more sensitive, I don't know. And you probably can't ask Yaesu because they're going to be like, well, it's not a Yaesu product, so we can't tell you what's going to happen.
PGC.
See, we rattled John enough to where his fuzziness is a little clearer now. Go ahead, John.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, see, the nice thing about tying in the push to talk, and this is one thing. I have an option on some of my radios, like my 10-pack Orion, that whether I'm doing Vox or I'm doing a regular push-to-talk for a radio, okay, I can actually dial a delay in, a keying delay, which the amplifier will be keyed before the transmitter actually transmits. So that's one of the luxuries I've had with some of the equipment over the years, okay? And I've been mostly a stickler to have something that I can wire push to talk in. So when you're using the RF sense, that's why I can't say a whole lot. But that is an option that if you don't know about it, you wouldn't find it staring at you in the manual on some of these radios, okay? And I'm running a 10-pack Orion most of the time, and I have something dialed right in there. I have some older equipment that I'm cheating. The push-to-talk pedal will key the amplifier before the transmitter, and that's my old vacuum equipment. So that's why I can't say on one hand, you know, this, that, and the other thing, but I'm just letting you know what my preference is and why. Of course, it, you know, makes everything key very nicely. But that's something else there. You know, I'd always go for the hard wire because I've got a few options here. So, and a lot of people don't dial in a delay. So when they hit that push to talk, it's very close to what RF sensing is doing. You know. If you're comparing the two, and once again, I can't give you a great answer. I wish I could, but food for thought, K9PGC.
Go ahead, Aiden.
Well, I again thank you guys for that info, and given my preference, I'd probably just hook up the wire for the PTT. It's just, I don't, not a lot of information what this news this radio is. cabling and stuff that's needed, but I'll dig into the little deeper and see what I can find. And I'll try to pick up any more time other than that. It's getting awful late for some guys.
Oh, no problem at all. I enjoy this kind of stuff, and I know a lot of people listening enjoy hearing about it too, so I encourage it. But, yeah, I think definitely more research is involved, but, and like you said, with that radio being so new, there's not going to be a lot of stuff yet saying, hey, don't do that because I did this to my radio because of that kind of thing, but it's been out long enough where you might start seeing it. You just got to find it in the right places. Maybe even try that EHAM. Maybe somebody's made a comment about that amplifier and other radios. But, man, I just have to think if it's a low enough power going in at a few seconds or even a split second of high SWR is not going to kill it. I mean, if you're changing bands like every 10 seconds, and it does that every 10 seconds, and maybe over time. But that's just me talking. So, but if there's a safe way to do it, just got to figure out the wiring configuration, then that might be the better option. Okay, pause there for a second, see if anybody wanted to jump in. All right, anybody have any comments to the conversation at hand, or want to check in, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, Swap and Shop is still open. This is Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar, Net Control. Please call now. Okay, and I realized when the net was almost over that we were not connected to the WB9YPA 220 repeater. So we are now connected to that, which is also connected to the KC9YNM Valparaiso 220 repeater, and also connected to a Michigan group of repeaters throughout Michigan, also on 220. So we're 2-meter repeater invading on the 220 network, so hopefully nobody minds, but we're here. But this is AC9HO Net Control, doing a last call for check-ins anywhere, anybody anywhere, I mean. Swap and Shop, if you have any radio-related items and want to trade, donate, borrow, you can announce it on here. And then also comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, is this going to be a regular thing here being tied in with the 220 repeaters around here, Valpo, South Bend, etc. As I enjoy talking 220.
Yeah, I mean, the only time it might be disconnected is if there's a weather event. We have a way to disconnect via the radio. That way we're not tying up all these repeaters doing a weather net. Maybe even on Saturday mornings when the siren testing is going on, we may go ahead and disconnect then as well. And anytime I lose power, because they're linked through my hub, and my hub is connected to the repeater, so when I lose power here or internet or something, then it gets disconnected. So, but for the most part, if I am paying attention, it will be connected.
Cool. How have you been doing with your internet connections lately?
Well, actually, the internet's been great. I have not had any issues, but last week, right after the net, right at the end of the net, I just closed the net, as a matter of fact, and I lost power for about, I think it was only like 2 hours. Maybe only an hour and a half, I don't remember now. But I did lose power, which, of course, disconnected everything. So, but the internet has been doing great.
I do have a 220 rig, and I have no problem getting into the Valpo repeater. But I thought I heard somewhere along the line that the 220, make 220 great again, and other nets like that run pretty long. For that reason, they were going to, you were going to run 220 through this repeater, but I don't know if that, if I misunderstood something or whatever, but I do enjoy 220 as long as you'll have it connected, N9OKA.
Oh yeah, of course, and you're right, some nets are a little long. That one's not too bad, and it's on a Friday evening, and now that we have the 6-1 up, gives an alternative repeater for everybody to use if it is active. And it's kind of experimental right now. If it turns out that it's not working well because of nets or whatever the reason, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But for now, as long as nobody's complaining, and going to need quite a few complaints to change my mind at the moment, but as long as nobody's complaining, we'll stay connected.
Cool. N9OKA.
Oh, and Mike, you should turn on your 220 radio and see if you can hear the WB9YPA. Since it's active right now, you should be able to hear it on the 223.980. That's a good way to test your antenna, because you know there's activity.
Well, as it stands right now, Rich was over here the other day going through my system here, and all I can do is get into the Valpo repeater. That's all I can do. And I just turned the radio on. I'm not hearing nothing here.
You're not hearing the 223.980 at all?
No. I have it on and there's nothing happening.
Yeah, that's interesting. Richard suspected it could be the tree that's right in your way, which is possible. But I was talking to Brian in 9YOU, and he says with a mobile, you can, in LaPorte, can get into that repeater no problem. So I unfortunately do not have a 220 mobile and cannot test that theory on with my equipment. But I trust what Brian says, and I'm surprised you're not hearing it right now. You should be hearing it, unless for some reason it's down at the moment. I don't know if Brian's still out there. It's getting kind of late his time, but if it's working or not. But we are connected.
N9YOU.
And speak of the devil. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, no, I hear it coming through on Mike's machine.
Okay, there you go, Mike. It is working, but for some reason you're not receiving it, which is kind of strange.
Well, it's aggravating, disappointing, whatever.
Well, don't let it aggravate you too much, but just double-check your frequency at 223.980. It has a negative offset at 1.6 megahertz. It's not 0.6, it's 1.6 for that repeater. You sure your squelch isn't too high?
Well, I'm going to have to get my manual back out because I don't remember how to control my squelch with this thing.
I understand that. Yeah, try turning your squelch down, and you can throw your call sign out on this repeater, and you should be able to hear it on that repeater with no problem. Okay, Mike, if you don't have anything else, we're going to move on and possibly close out the net here.
Yeah, that's it. I have no trouble hitting the Valpo machine, but that's it. I got one repeater right in here.
Well, you only have 50% of the repeaters in the area, so that's not bad. Because there's not very many 220 repeaters, so. All right, well, if that's all you got, I'm going to ask for general check-in, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all. Please call now. Okie dokie. I think I'll make that last call. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening, and we had, 18 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, Alpha Charlie 9 Hotel Oscar. Net control, clear at 8:48 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
AC9HO, KD9HAY.
Yeah, go ahead, Aiden. AC9HO.
I think your HT is the only C4FM radio you have. Can you hit the 441-950 with that?
Oh, I have a STM400 sitting right in front of me, turned on, tuned to the 441-950 currently.
Perfect. Can you cue us one over there so I can see if I have my wires C4FM settings correct?
I sure can. I haven't been on C4FM with that radio in a long time, so it'd be kind of nice to dust it off a little. AC9HO, QSY.
KD9HAY, QSY.
WNINDLP, Michigan City.
Why? Oh.